Because Norman Brockhurst in the first paragraph makes a statement that Agro the Tainas and Sikasa, the Ikas time that a person gets from piercing and a Tainas, is that it gives the tzedakah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Achronim who recommend that he's fasting Tainasim, so he's missing a little bit, a few meals, so he should at least give the amount of money that he would have spent on those meals. So on Tainas Esther is a Tainas, so the, and every Tainas, the proper practice should be to give some significant amount of stock. In the days of the Goyim, they introduced there were Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, Goyim in Babel, different yeshivas. So the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael introduced a new minhag that everybody should give matzah shekel to support the yeshivas. All the yeshivas always had an issue fundraising. They always have to come up with new shtick, new gimmicks every year. So they came up with a new gimmick. Years ago, the Mansha Bezalik, the Shavikayim, starting from Rosh Chodesh Ador, Mashmi Malashkon, they would ask everybody to bring Matzah Shekel. So after this, not this, and this is not Matzah Shekel. So the Goyim in the Eretz Yisrael introduced that everybody should give a Zecher to Matzah Shekel. So the Goyim in Babel, when they heard about it, were very upset. Because the Gemara says in Sochim, if you buy flesh, whether you buy live animals, you buy red piece of flesh for Pesach, she shouldn't say Basar Zela Pesach, because people may think that this is the set aside for the Korban Pesach. So they may think that you're eating Kachim Bachutz. That's why it's Royas when they have a Hashkacha Kosher or Pesach, so it's Kosher Al Pesach. Everybody should say Kosher Lit Pesach, Kosher Lit Pesach. They have on whatever, on any food, not on flesh, on the cookies. So instead of saying kosher with Pesach, they say kosher al Pesach. No one should think that it's kosher for the Korban Pesach. Okay, chum. So the Gemara has such a din in Pesach and a din in Shulchan Aruch. Shouldn't say Basar Zela Pesach because people may think mistakenly that this is for the Korban Pesach. So how can you say that you're going to give money to Zecher and Machzah Shekel? Somebody may really be magnishit for Machzah Shekel. Machzah Shekel is hegdish, so the yeshiva can't use the money. The aniyim can't use it. Machzah Shekel is Dusha's Damim on his back. So it's a din of Me'ilah. So the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael who started this minhag defended it. They said the last Mishnah in Shkolim has a machlokes hatanoim. What's the din of somebody, a farmer, is machrish bikurim bizman hazeh? So the Chacham holds that the Mishnah, the machrish bikurim bizman hazeh tzchal. And it's also bachila because the Kohanim can only get to eat the bikurim. Bikurim has the same thing. Bikurim is a combination. It's like Ma'aser Sheni and like Truma. It's like Ma'aser Sheni can only be eaten with Kedusha and Tahara in Yerushalayim, but it's like Truma, only Kohanim can eat it. So the only Kohanim can eat it in Yerushalayim, only after you brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. The Nikra Bikurim is not Miyakev, but the Habasa Bikurim is Miyakev. One time holds Tanocha, you have to take the basket and put it on the floor. Tanocha is Miyakev. But the Habasa Bikurim for sure is Miyakev. So if you Ma'afish Bikurim is not Azeh, so the Chachamim say in Mishnah, it's also Bachilah. And there's no way that it could become Mikdash. So yeah, well, you got to go into the Azorah. Everybody's taught, you can't go into the Azorah, you can't do Habas HaBikurim. So the Mishnah quotes the Reb Shimon. The Tana Reb Shimon disagrees. Tana Reb Shimon holds that based on the Pasuk Reishis, Bikur HaMos HaKavi Beis HaShem HaKech, or the Sabbath Shem Bim HaKavai Bimai, so the Mashmah is Reb Shimon Darshan the Pasuk, Reishis Bikur HaMos HaKavi Beis HaShem HaKech, or the Zman Shem Reish Beis HaMikdash, the Bikur. The Zman Shem Beis HaMikdash, the Bikur is not Chal at all. And so it's Mutar Bachilah. So the Yerushalmi says that we pass on like Reb Shimon. Then the Yerushalmi adds on, the last line in the Yerushalmi, not only do we pass on like Reb Shimon, that's quoted in the Mishnah, that Bikurim is not Chal Zman Hazeh. The Yerushalmi quotes a Braisa that Reb Shimon, the Tana Reb Shimon, by Chol, disagrees by Machzah Shekel also, that if you makrish Machzah Shekel Zman Hazeh, it's not Chal at all. So the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael quoted from the last line, the Talmud Yerushalmi and Shkolim, that there's no chashash. The Goyim Babel never heard of this. So they wrote back in Kabbalah Hidden Kabbalah, but they never heard that. They never heard there's a machlok zatanoi, whether Machzah Shekel is chav, never heard that there's such a Yerushalmi. That I think it's two gears in the last line in Yerushalmi and Shkolim, whether Reb Shimon really disagrees and would be really passed like Reb Shimon by the Maharil. So by the time it came in the Shulchan Aruch, that said the book from the Maharil, you shouldn't have in mind that this is Maharil Shekel. If it's really Maharil Shekel, it's Afshash, maybe the din is not like Reb Shimon. Maybe the din is the Nidiskal. So you should, the plate in the Shul should say in big letters that it's a Zekel and Maharil Shekel. Everyone should have in mind that it's only a Zekel, and you don't want it to become Hekish, you want it to be moist and darker. So that is a minute that everybody, all the men, give, all the men who were mechuyif to give Matzah Shekel as much as his mitzvah kain, would be mechuyif to bring to give tzedakah on Tainus Esther. That's deeper in every Tainus. How many Tainus is kisser?
With
3 months of
the Shekel, how did that start?
3 months of Shekel, because Rashi HaChumash says that it says truma 3 times. So you give. One Matzah Shekel is not enough to support the yeshivas, you need a lot more. So they said, and Rashi quotes from the Medrash that it says 3 times Truma, so you give 3 times Matzah Shekel. Then you give Matzah Shekel, Mabeha Yotza, Doisa Medina, you give $0.50 times 3 times. That's the Rambam sheet. The Rambam says you have to give a minimum. The Pasuk says, Osher lo yakav adam lo yamid, and Osher is not allowed to give more than anybody else. And the Dalai is not allowed to give less than anybody else, but it does mean you're not allowed to give more than Matzah Shekel. The Bez Nagol had to be kaveh how much everybody should give. They probably never gave Matzah Shekel. They probably always gave way more than Matzah Shekel. Some people are just not going to give. Some people they'll give next year. They had in Beis Hamikdash different pushkas. They had pushkas with Tachan Charitin, the new Shkolah for this year, then they had pushkas big. Big shofars, big pushkas for Taklan Atikin. Well, they didn't give Matzah Shekel last year, 2 years ago, 20 years ago. So they gave Shkolim Atikin. So you have to have enough Shkolim to pay for the Karbon Sigur for this year. Doesn't help that I'm going to pay next year. People take a pledge, they're going to give the yeshiva $100,000 over 100 years. The yeshiva needs the money now, they don't need it 100 years, they need the money now. So that's what the writer writes on the Rambam, the writer in the Mishkan writes. How much do you have to give a Matzah Shekel? So he says the Bezna has to estimate what's the approximate population of the Jewish people. How many people can you rely on to give the money now when you need it? Not to give it at the end of the year, not to give it next year. How many months will it be in the coming year? 12 months or 13 months? What will be the cost of the days? And so on. They think the price is going to go up, the price is going to go down. So they probably never gave Matzah Shekel. The Rambam writes Matzah Shekel the minimum. Even if there were 5 billion Jews and you're going to give Matzah Shekel, there's going to be so much money left over, you never give less than a Matzah Shekel. So then the Rambam adds on, based on the Pasuk in Nehemiah, in Ezra, that they gave, when they came back to Ezra, they gave way more than Matzah Shekel. Why? So the Rambam claims that the din is, you have to give whichever is more. You have to give either Machzis of Shekel or Machzis of the Matbeha Yetzir Ba'isa Medina. Whatever the, like a dollar. You have to, everyone should give at least half a dollar or at least a Machzis Shekel. The writer says they had to give way more. You have to figure out how many people you can count on. $30, $40, whatever. Oshel Yarba doesn't mean that you can't give more than Matzah Shekel. No one should give more than anybody else. Everybody gives exactly the same amount. So that's the that's where the mini comes from. To give 3 times, the Rambo quotes the mini. To give 3 times the Matbeah HaYosef Oysa Medina. Tosfos in Kiddushin also has that in the first paragraph of Kiddushin, but not that they get the Matzah Shekel. Tosfos said that they get the Pidyon HaBen. You have to give 5 shkolim. Whichever is larger, 5 shkolim or $5. That's what the Chochmah Sotim writes. The minig used to be, where he came from in Russia, that they give 5 rubles. So he says 5 rubles is way more than 5 shkolim. But since Tosfos says you have to give, similar to the Rambam says it by Machzor Shekel, and Tosfos says it by Pidyon HaBen, by 5 shkolim, you have to give 5 times the Matbeah Yotzer Bosa Medina if it's more than 5 shkolim. So that's where the minute came from, to give 3 chatzoim of the Medina, of the Matbeah Yotzer Bosa Medina. Shulchan Aruch says that our practice is not like the many goyim had the practice, the Torah quotes the practice, many goyim had the practice that Le'el Purim, they wouldn't, when they would daven Ma'ariv, if they daven Ma'ariv after Mikra Megillah, then they would say Al Anisim. If they daven Ma'ariv before Mikra Megillah, like we normally do, then he wouldn't say Al Anisim. What is that all about? Why don't you say Al Anisim at night? So Rav Soloveitchik used to be fond of explaining that Purim really begins in the morning. Purim started off, Haman wanted to kill all the Jews. He's the one who picked out the day of Purim. The day before Shlosh Asar L'Chodesh Emes, but by the Goyim it's Halayla Halachachra Yom, so the day begins in the morning. By the Jews, Hayom Halachachra Halayla, every Shabbos, every Yom Tov begins from sundown to sundown. So since it didn't start off as a Jewish day that was picked by the Jews, the Purim really begins in the morning. So it doesn't make sense to say Al Nisim at night. But if you read the Megillah, so then you say, if it's not Purim, so what are you reading the Megillah for? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, over from the Netziv, I think it's the Hakdamah to Chumash Mois, that the Gemara has a Loshon Chayvon, and they call it some Megillah Balayla, Ulushanoisa Bayom. Why the funny Loshon Ulushanoisa? The Gemara says that the Talmidim made a mistake, they thought Ulushanoisa means to learn the Mishnais. And then the Rebbe who gave the Shia said, no, Ulushanoisa means just to repeat it. To read the Megillah a second time. So why did they use such a Loshon, Loshon Oisa, which could be misunderstood to mean that you have to read the Mishnayis, study the Mishnayis and Maseches Megillah? So then it still explains the idea behind reading the Megillah Balayla, Loshon Oisa B'Yom, to make a layman on the Megillah. Remember generally the story of Purim, but we don't remember the details. So the Kriya Balayla is just to enhance the Kriya B'Yom, it's a Hachonin. Really Balayla, it's not yet Purim. That's what the Gemara says. Can't fulfill any of the mitzvahs by Lila. The Mikra Megillah, the Ika Mikra Megillah is by Yom. Some of the Akronim even hold the Mikra Megillah by Lila is only mid the Rabbanim. Mikra Megillah by Yom was the original Takana in the days of Dan Shekhtan Sagdaila. That's Medivri Kabbalah. The Mikra Megillah, the night before Purim, is only mid the Rabbanim. And the role of the Mikra Megillah by Lila is the Hachana. So that when you read the Megillah by Yom, you'll understand it better. He used to give always exaggerated Mishalim, Rav Soloveitchik. Because if a person reads the Megillah Balayla and he dies and never doesn't live so long, to hear the Megillah by Yom, he hasn't accomplished anything. You only accomplish it if you made the lane, if you read the Megillah Balayla, read the Megillah by Yom. So the Megillah by Yom was the second Kriya. The Kriya Balayla is to enhance the Kriya by Yom should be the second Kriya. So that's why the Goyim had a practice. It's not yet Purim, so you really shouldn't say Al Anisim at night. Unless you already read the Megillah, he spoke about the Nisim, then you say Al Anisim and Ma'ariv. So the Shulchan Aruch comes lapukei that. So the Shulchan Aruch says that our practice is that we say Al Anisim Balayla, even though we're davening Ma'ariv before we read the Mikra Megillah. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's Purim. It could still be like Rav Soloveitchik explained that it's Erev Purim, it's the night before Purim. He liked that suggestion. He said, it's not yet Purim.
Why should we make a
brahma? That was a takan. Yeah. Taisus, the Gemara says you say three brachas. You say manach, Rosh Hashanah manach. Amikram Megillah, and Shos Anisim, and Shehechiyon. So, Shos Anisim is a bracha, that's what the Rishonim say. Azarechi was fond of the Taisava from his father. That, the Gemara says, "Nashim Chayovus b'Mikra Megillah, Afin Ha'Biyosa Nes." So the Chasam Sofer is bothered with the Kasha. Why shouldn't women be mechuyed in tefillin? The pasuk says, "We go in tefillin l'matiyotah Hashem l'pichu kibat chazaka l'tiyat Hashem in Mitzrayim." So tefillin is also dechel nes. And in the parsha, so tefillin says about the nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why shouldn't women be mechuyed in tefillin because Afin Ha'Biyosa Nes? So one interpretation is that Afin Ha'Biyosa Nes only applies to mitzvahs derabbanan, doesn't apply to mitzvahs deraisa. It's also an interesting suggestion. Why? Why is it that so? So the Beis Halevi has a famous explanation. He doesn't talk about this shayla, but he has a famous comment that it says the matzah suffered by Yochelu, that Loi was baking matzahs. What was he baking matzahs? Baking matzahs. Al Shem, Shadis, Tekim Shalam, Sein El Hachman, Sach, Ned Al Alem, Akovish Bacham, Matam Al Bachim, Ugolam, they were in a rush, but Lloyd lived before Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it doesn't make any sense to have any mitzvah Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the answer is, Beis HaLevi says, no, the mitzvahs were nigzar kainim b'riyas ha'olam, before all of history developed. The history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu read the history that it should happen in such a way that the mitzvah should make sense. But the mitzvah, not zecha, the mitzvahs in the Rabbanan, zecha l'nes, but the mitzvahs in the Reis, not zecha to anything in history. The mitzvah in the Reis existed kainim b'riyas ha'olam, 2,000 years before b'riyas ha'olam, the Gemara says. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe get an ocean is different. I don't know, but that's how the Beis HaLevi suggests regarding matzah, regarding other mitzvahs. So that's what people say. That's that kavanah in Tosfos. A mitzvah derives. You cannot say after my Beis HaNes because it's zecha l'nes. Not zecha l'nes. The nes was Hakadosh Baruch Hu written it that the nes should occur in order that the mitzvah should make good sense. But it's not really zecha l'nes. Mitzvah is rabbanim introduced after some historical event. Not he didn't say zecha l'nes. That's one answer that Tosfos gives. But then the Chamsoifer says Tosfos has another data that it's not so. It's not that the Afenai Beres HaNes doesn't apply to mitzvah deraisa, just that Afenai Beres HaNes is a svarah de rabbanon. It's not a svarah that works on the level of deraisa. Alright? So the kasha is back. Let women be mechuyev to put on tefillin in the rabbanon. Not the natar. Afenai Beres HaNes is a svarah de rabbanon. So let women be mechuyev to fill in with the rabbanon. So the Chamsoifer gives a teretz. And what he says, the kitzur is, this is what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said in his own language. Some sellers have the same answer. The two different kinds of mitzvah, one is zecha l'nes and one is pesumei nisa. Zecha l'nes, that's not the same as pesumei nisa. Tefillin. When you see a Jew wearing tefillin, so the first thing that comes to mind right away is the nisa ma'amitzias mitzrayim. Most people who put on tefillin don't even realize that it says in the parasha about the tefillin. And most people don't realize that's It's zecha l'nes, but it's not pesumei nisa. Our because it's on Pesach night and Haseda, that's pesumei nisa because you tell the whole story of the Haggadah and Hadlokas Neres Chanuk. You say Haneres Halalu Hanamadikim Ala Nisim Ala Nefloas. You tell over the story. So that's pesumei nisa. Hadlokas Neres Chanuk is pesumei nisa. And Mikra Megillah for sure is pesumei nisa. You tell over the whole story. So whenever the mitzvah is pesumei nisa, then you say bracha shosa nisa. Whenever that's what the Chamsoifer answers, that's why women are not chayiv in tefillin. But tefillin is zecha l'nes, not pesumei nisa. And afenai beres hanes only applies when it's pesumei nisa. And how do you know whether the any given mitzvah is pesumei nisa or zecha l'nes? How much do I need to out? The Rishon say this, that the bracha shosa nisa is only recited when the nature of the mitzvah is pesumei nisa. When it's zecha l'nes, when you put on tefillin, you don't say shosa nisa. It's not pesumei nisa. So we say three brachas on the Megillah. You say Amikra Megillah, fine. Then you say Shasa Nisa, because the nature of the mitzvah is pesumei nisa. Then you say Shech Yonu. Shech Yonu is a bracha that you recite on the mitzvah of Bom Nisman Nisman. We just put on tefillin yesterday, so we're going to put on tefillin tomorrow morning. That can be so exciting. So we're not going to say Shech Yonu. On Tkiya Shofar, we haven't blown Shofar for a whole year. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you blow Shofar, so you say Shech Yonu. I would be blowing Shofar the whole Chodesh Elul. So the answer is not Chodesh Elul, the Tkiya Shofar is only on a lower level, it's only a minute. Tkiya Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a real din. So the excitement of blowing Shofar is a real mitzvah that we haven't done for a year. So that's why you say Shech Yonu on Rosh Hashanah. Tefillin is not pesumei nisa. Zecha l'nes. Right. Exactly. So that's why women are not chuyim mitam afenai beres hanes because it's not pesumei nisa. That's why we don't say the bracha of shos hanisim on the same thing. Even though it says b'chumish man tiyater hashem v'fircha kibar chazak av tiyach hashem v'mitzrayim. It's zecha l'nes, but it's not pesumei nisa, right? But the Megillah is pesumei nisa. So you say women are mechuyev, and you say the bracha shos hanisim. And then the third bracha you say is shehech yonim. We haven't fulfilled the mitzvah since last year. What about in the morning? Do you say shehech yonim? Amikra Megillah. So that's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, machlekes Roshim. So the Mechaber Paskens like the Rambam that you don't say shehech yonim in the morning. You just read the Megillah last night. And it only one holds like that. When I was a Talmud in the Yeshiva, there was always one of the rabbis lived across the street from the Yeshiva, and he was a big fan of the Vilna Gaon. So he used to have always a private minyan. Instead of davening in yeshiva, she davens normally. He had a davening goyin's nusach. Everything had to be the goyin's nusach. So on Purim in the morning, he read the Megillah in his minyan. It's Yohar Bar Yavi. That looks like Shachyot. In the Maharil, it says, Minik Frankfurt is they follow all the shittas. A lot of times they follow Minik Svart. Whenever there are two haftarahs and broyers, they have Minik Frankfurt. So whenever there are two haftarahs, they say the haftarah for the Svart. And the second day Rosh Hashanah, they don't say Shachyanu and Tkiyah Shoyfa, because you just said yesterday. In Purim in the morning, they don't say Shachyanu, they read the Megillah last night, so they don't say Shachyanu. So they quote the Maharil. The Maharil was the Balkoire. So the Maharil wouldn't say Shachyanu in the morning out loud, but he would pause and say Shachyanu Balachash. But in this minyan across the street from the yeshiva, they wouldn't give anybody a chance to say Shachyanu, because the Goyim Shita was Yehoi Mayava. Nobody to say Shachyanu. Okay. Our practice is like Tesla's, the Ramah says. We do say Shachyanu Purim in the morning. I just read the Megillah last night, and it wasn't just a minute. It's the Gemara. So that's what they said. But the Chiyah Megillah Bayom is our higher level. The Chiyah Balayla is a lower level. What's higher level, lower level? It's very unclear. The Mishnah is only mentioned in Mikra Megillah Bayom. Never since Mikra Megillah Balayla. So the Mishnah didn't say, somehow it's understood. And Rav Shlomo Avilna came up with this Chiddush that's Rav Soloveitchik used to say this over every year. He liked this. That the Chiyah Mikra Megillah Balayla was instituted Bizman HaAmaroi. Bizman HaTanoim, it didn't exist. And it's only with the Rabbanah. Mikra Megillah Bayom, that's the Takvanah for Nanshek Nesar Dola. That's what many Rishonim hold in the Divrei Kabbalah. And the Gemara has a Losh in Divrei Kabbalah to Divrei Torah Damans. Rabbi Gevega quotes from the Turi Yevin, if a person is Mesupik, if he missed a word in the Megillah, so Megillah Bayom is the Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah to Divrei Torah Damans, so Sufik, the Rice of the Gomer. You have to hear over the whole Mikra Megillah. But Megillah Balayla, that's what Tosfos is meant to say. Megillah Balayla is only with the Rabbanon. So he wouldn't say, Dibet Kabbalah, Dibet Torah Dar. So that's what the Rav Shlomo Avilna interprets in the Tosfos. Megillah Balayla is the Rabbanon. So when you lay the Megillah Bayom, you haven't had a level of Chiyah Megillah like that since last year. So that's like Chiyah Shofar. We blew Shofar the whole Chodesh Elul. But it was a lower level Chiyah. It was only a minute, as opposed to Shofar Hashem as a real bit. So Mikra Megillah Balayla is only with the Rabbanim. Mikra Megillah Bayom is a stronger chiyuv.
But the Sefer says that the paraphrase in the Megillah that it was instituted because of the
Shasakon. With Mikra
Megillah
Balayla? Oh, it means it was instituted later. Right. Some later time. Oh, it's the Farish. I didn't know. It's often in the Sefer. Okay. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says you should say Vi Alanis and with above. Here in the art school they have the above in parentheses, but the Mishnah Berurah says you should say the Alanisim. Say Alanisim, it doesn't make sense. How could that be the beginning of a sentence, the beginning of a paragraph? It doesn't make any sense. You say Modim Anachnu Loch, and the same on the pension. You say Nodim Lachon Sapati Lasacha. Number one, Al Chayen Hamsurim Biyotecha. Number two, Al Nishmah Sein Abkudas Loch. Number three, Val Nisech Shabachal Yamimana. Number four, Val Nifleser Vitavasecha. Number five, it's a hemshach benoyd alucho. In the middle of the bracha moedim, and the same thing in Birchas Hamazon, he said, "We thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Noyd alucho, Ashen chanta la b'seder, Eretzchen, Ashen tzitzan mi'eretz b'sayim, ubedisan beis avrischo shechasam tebusenat erascho shalimatem achokecho shadatan. We thank you for A, B, C, D, Balachilas Mazayim, Balanisim Alapurkum. We thank you for all of this. It's a hemshach of the same sentence. It's a continuation of the same sentence. He starts with above, V, Alanisim. That's why our practice is that when you say Alamichya, you don't mention Chanukah and Purim. Some Rishonim did say Chanukah and Purim. And Shulchan Aruch says you don't say. How come you don't mention in Alamichya, Chanukah and Purim? So different suggestions are given. So Leitchik always liked the suggestion that there's a fundamental difference between Alanisim on the one hand, Ritzei Alviyav on the other hand. Ritzei Alviyav is a whole paragraph that's inserted in the middle of the benching. It's not a hemshech, it doesn't fit in, it's not part of the same sentence. You insert it in the middle of the program. Mansheni came to Alanisim is a hemshech, it's part of the same sentence. Alanisim Alapurkan, you have an Arichas Dvari. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only Asher Tzitzan Be'eretz Yisrael, Well, the Rosh Hashanah and Maratan Machel Kafesh are the Torah, but this one of Fulton is that Arich has Dvarim to make the paragraph longer, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for more. So Nu Alamichi is supposed to be Me'en Shalosh, it's a Kitzer, it's an abridged form of the Birchus Amos. So since the whole V'al HaNisim in the first place is an Arichas Dvarim, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for A, B, C, D, and E, you thank him for this as well. So when you say Alamichi, you say everything B'Kitzer. So if you're abridging it, so you leave out the whole Alanisa. But about Ritzay and Yalaviyah, but that's not an Arichas Dvarim, that's an insert. You put in a whole paragraph in the middle of the benchy. So you have to be Mekatsa that paragraph in Alamichya. So you say, he says something about Shabbos and something about Yom Tov and something about Rosh Chodesh. But Alanisa is an Arichas Dvarim. So that's the Pashtus, it should be with Avot. The Abu Dram has the tomb in Hogim. On Chanukah and Purim, when you make the Arichas Dvarim in the Shemona Esrei, so the Rambam in the Nusach HaTfilah has like this: Dovidon Ned Luchon Sapeti Losech Ach Hayin Amzurim Yadach. We thank you for A, B, C, D. For all the Losech there was such a Cholei Seva Berkem Tzoharim. But on Nisim on the Purim on the Gush, he says on Nisim the after Eva Berkem Tzoharim. You don't sum up Patev Kilochol Rechamech Vamrachim Kilosamach Asadecha. You're summing up, but you didn't finish the sentence yet. Patev Kilochol Rechamech is the next sentence, a new paragraph. You're summing up, but you didn't finish the sentence yet. So you should. So that's the Rambam's nusach that you insert Alanisim. Then the Rambam has it sounds with the nusach of Rambam when you're adding Alanisim al Chanukah Purim. So you don't say Patev Kilochol Rechamech. It's such a long Arichas Dvarim. It doesn't make sense to sum up. So Joe said, "Val kulin is bachur yisam kushim chomar genetam in yerlam boy." So the Abu Dram quotes that as the first minig. Then whenever you say alanisim, you leave out atel kevachal rachamechon. And then he quotes the other minig is the way it's printed in all the siddur that even when you're going to add on valanisim to add on to all the things, we thank you for A, B, C, D. You still finish off. And then you say Bala Nisim. I don't know, it doesn't read straight. I don't understand the second minik. It doesn't read straight. Bala Nisim is the hemshech of the same sentence. So how can you sum up everything and then you finish the sentence that you left off in the middle of before? I thought the pashtus is that the first minik, the way it says in the Rambam, makes more sense. But that's our minhag that we say Alanisim by Ma'ariv, even though we didn't read the Megillah. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Not like the Shita Sagan. When you read the Megillah, so the Gemara has there's a machlokes hatanoim going on for generations till the days of the Amoraim, whether how many svarim are there in the Tanakh? Are there 23 svarim or 24 svarim? They write in history books when they discovered the Dead Sea Scrolls, they only got 23 svarim. It was missing the Megillas Esther. So the archaeologists weren't sure, was it out on loan? Somebody borrowed it and never gave it back? Or was it that Kehila followed the Shita, that the Megillah is not part of the Kisra Kodesh? So it didn't belong together with the other 23. The Pesach HaMekubal was that Esther and Tammuz are dying. That Megillah Esther is part of the Kisra Kodesh. They're 24 svarim in Tanakh. So the Lashon HaGemara is whether Esther is part of the Kisra Kodesh or not. Is it Tammuz are dying? It's not Tammuz are dying. Why is there such a din with the Rabbanon? It's not a din in Torah. Why is there such a din with the Rabbanon that Kisra Kodesh and Tammuz are dying? So the Gemara has on the list after Megillah that Vasel Lecha Sefer Torah Orim. It's not the covenant to touch the cloth of the Sefer Torah with your bare hands. We know, whenever you have to move the cloth of the Sefer Torah, when you're rolling, it's not rolling straight. So you take a talus and you hold on the hefsek talus. It's not permissible to hold on directly. So the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah quotes that din. And he quotes a machlokes HaRishonim, whether that din only applies to Sefer Torah, Vasalecha Sefer Torah, or does it apply to other Kisra HaKodesh? What about the other 19 svarim? And a lot of shuls they have the Nevi'im, the laying the Haftaras from a cloth. So you have Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, you have Malachim, and so on, Sefer Shmuel. Is there a din also lechas Kisra HaKodesh? The simple meaning of the Gemara is yes, because the Gemara says the Machlekes Tanoim Amaroim, when the Megillah says to Metamis Hayidayim, the whole din Tamis Hayidayim is The third is a deterrent that people should not touch to save a Torah Orem. That's what sounds in the Gemara, but there's not in the Megillah. So the Pashto says that you're not allowed to touch the cloth of the Megillah. The common practice is that everybody does touch. We don't have an Eitz Chaim. That's also a problem. I think the Rambam, right, Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, that you're supposed to have one Eitz Chaim. At the end of it, instead of having two Atzei Chaim, in the Sefer Torah, you have two, because we're going to learn Parshas Tzav. So you're going to have one Eitz Chaim, everything is going to be rolled up to either to the beginning or the end. So every week you're going to have to roll for an hour till you get to the Parshas Hashemah. So you have two Atzei Chaim, and you leave the Sefer Torah. Parshas Tzav, Parshas Shmini, wherever you hold it. But the Mikra Megillah, you read the whole thing. So you only have one Eitz Chaim. There are more rights, our meaning is we have no Eitz Chaim at all. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara thinks that we're doing wrong. We should really do like the Rambam, like the Mechaber. We should have one Eitz Chaim. Apparently, that's what it says in the earlier Rishonim. We have the meaning, you have no Eitz Chaim at all. So, of course, you're going to hold it with your hands. There's no Eitz Chaim to hold on to. So, that's a problem. How are you allowed to do that? If Esther is Metamis Hayadayim, it's part of Kisvei HaKodesh. So, it should be also Lecha Sefer Torah Orem. So, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah tells you an Eitz. But he doesn't repeat it in Hilchas Megillah. So who remembers what they read in Chelek Beis and the Mishnah Berurah? So there's a Gemara we learned a few years ago, the end of the first parak of Masechet Shabbos. So the Mishnah refers to the fact that they were Yudches Beiris. One day, Bishamai Bisil learned in the same Beis Medrash, and one day the Bishamai saw that many of the Bisil were not there. They probably went to Simcha or something. So they brought up 18 issues and they outvoted the Beisulah who were there. Hardly anybody was there from the Beisulah. So that day, like in Congress sometimes, they look around who's not there. And then they ran through legislation based on who's not there. So then the Gemara says the next day when the rest of the Beisulah came back, so they were masking with the Xavier, so that's it's not counted as the cases where we passed like the Bisham against Beisulah, because Beisulah were masking with the Sof to the 18 Xavier. So the Mishnah mentions that there were 18 Zeres. It doesn't say what they are. So the Gemara has a long arichas, which were the 18 Zeres? So one of them is that Kisvei HaKodesh and Metamei HaSeudah. So the Gemara there has a little bit of a discussion of the thing. So the Gemara has some kind of a caption in Teretz, which doesn't make any sense. Teretz works very hard to knock sense into the kasha. The kasha doesn't read straight. So in the back of the Gemara you have the Mordechai. So the Mordechai interprets the Gemara's kasha differently from Teretz. He says, if you'll make one assumption, then the kasha reads very well. The assumption is, also lecha sefer Torah Orem, because it's not derech eretz, because some of the maskani is saying. Some of the maskani is, maybe hands are dirty, maybe he touched the shoes, maybe he touched the filth, the dirt or something. But if you wash the tillis of daim in it in, then it's muta lecha sefer Torah Orem. The hands are clean, there's no tumasai daim, no longer some of the maskani is saying. So then you're permitted to hold the Sefer Torah with your bare hands. So we don't pass them like that. Even if you wash them to the Sedaim in advance, you're not allowed to touch the cloth of the Sefer Torah. That's what the Mordechai learns. The Gemara reads well, the Kasha reads well, and the Teretz reads well. Teretz has a Dechik Pshat. But we follow the Teretz. The Mordechai is also a Nabalek Teretz, but we follow Teretz. So the Mishnah Berurah says, then again, to the Megillah, it's a sex vacant. We're medical because of the sex. If you wash the tillis yadayim in advance, and maybe the din is also lecha sefer Torah, only applies to sefer Torah, doesn't apply to the other 19 svarim in the Kisvei HaKodesh. And even if you hold that it does apply to all the Kisvei HaKodesh, like the simple meaning of the Gemara, but maybe the din is like the Mordechai, the Sufik, maybe the din is like the Mordechai, that if you wash the hands in advance, then the whole din doesn't apply even to sefer Torah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah recommends. So Chacham Avad also has a tshuva like that. He also recommends like that. Like it says in the Mishnah Berurah. You should wash your hands in advance before you want to touch the Megillah with your bare hands.
You can't say it's called the Negeres, at least the Shas Kriya, you're allowed to touch it.
That's the problem. The Gemara says it's Metamis Hayatai. Metamis Hayatai is the Negeres. Maybe. Maybe that's the terrence. I don't know. The minigolem is that people do not wash their hands. But the Mishnah Berurah recommends you should wash your hands. Of course, you should wash without a bracha, because according to the Tosfos, you don't accomplish anything. So, it'll be a bracha of Atomah. According to the Mordechai, it accomplishes. So, that's either to wash until this is in advance, before you touch the Megillah. We say brachas before the Mikra Megillah, then the Mishnah has Makam Shanava Levara, not Mikra Megillah. You say a brachas, Makam Shanava Levara, you don't say a brachas. So the Gemara, what do you mean? The three brachas that you say before Mikra Megillah, that's a real chiyuv. That does depend on the meaning of Makam. So the Gemara says the Mishnah goes on the bracha after Mikra Megillah, a Rabbis Rebbeinu. We assume a Rabbis Rebbeinu was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. But it was composed as an optional bracha. If you want, you can say the bracha. Mishnah Psochem has this saying. I think Mishnah Psochem has. I don't remember. Mishnah Psochem and Mishnah Megillah. About Yahweh Lucha. When all year long, when you say Hallel. So when you finish Hallel, you say the bracha Yahweh Lucha. So the Mishnah says, Makam Shanah Levarach, Levarach, Makam Shanah Shalah Levarach, Lo Yavarach. So the Mishnah, what do you mean? The bracha Alikra Megillah. Alikra is a Hallel. You have to say the bracha before. Mara says that Mishnah goes on the bracha after Mikra Megillah. You have a look, we assume, was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, but they instituted it as a bichas or shus, as an optional bracha. So it depends on the minhag amok. So there are more minhag amok that we do say the bracha, Rabbis Rebbeinu, meaning that we do say you have a look. So the Ramah quotes Ayush, he quotes Rishon, the quote Yerushalmi, that the minig was that you say Rabbis Rebbeinu, that's only for laying b'tzibur. B'tzibur means if you have a minion, if you have a sor. If you're laying privately, you don't have a minion, that you don't say Rabbis Rebbeinu. That's what the Ramah quotes when the Rishon. The Bir Agra, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bir Agra disagrees, and there is no such Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that you don't say the bracha afterwards, unless it's b'tzibur, is not talking about Mikra Megillah, it's talking about when you get an aliyah. When you get an aliyah, so you say a birchas hatar before, shabacha banam de sasha nasam alo afterwards. So when a person learns all day long and he goes to sleep, so how come he doesn't say the bracha shanasam alo? The answer is the chacham roni mesak and the bracha shalachara shanasam alo at the end of an aliyah, when you're laying betzibah. When you're doing talmud Torah b'yachid, they never instituted the bracha shanasam alo. I live in Washington Heights, and they have a lot of stories about Rabbi Breuer there. He used to say years ago that Rabbi Broya had a brother in Europe. He died in Europe. His brother came to visit the father of Flemmer Broya. He was a rabbi in Germany in a different village, and he went home. Then he had a strange dream that he was learning with his father Gemara. Then he finished, he closed the Gemara, and the father said, close the Gemara and say the bracha shenasama. So he closed the Gemara and said shenasama. So he called up the father. Flemmer Broya said, what is this supposed to mean? So he didn't tell him. He understood what it means is that he's going to die. And he died the next day. Something like that. Died the next day. You never say a bracha shenasalam when you finish learning properly. You never finish learning. You're going to learn for the rest of your life. When you get an aliyah, then you say a bracha shenasalam after you finish. They tell a lot of stories about Rabbi Breuer about Chaloimus. He made decisions, serious decisions, that had to do with his life, based on Chaloimus that he had. So the Vilna Gaon claims that the Yerushalmi is not talking about a Rabbis Rebbeinu after Mikra Megillah. That bracha is saying even the Yachid, even if you're laying the Megillah, you don't have a minyan. The Yerushalmi is talking about Birchas Hatar. So the Shaila is, if you have the minyan across the street, and everything is with the Gaon Shita, so should they say a Rabbis Rebbeinu even if they don't have a minyan? So the Chafetz Chaim personally, that's what they write in the biographies. He personally always used to follow the Nusach Agra. He didn't want to be the Farsim, he didn't want everyone to know. In the Hagdama to the Mishnah Berurah, he writes that he's always going to quote the opinion of the Vilna Gaon because we live in a generation where there are many people who like to follow the sheepness of the Gra. He means himself. So he writes, but I'm going to quote the Gra, doesn't mean that I'm paskening like that. Just quoting for those who like to follow the sheepness of Gra, they should know what the sheepness of Gra is. So here he says, even though there are people who like to follow the Sheet of Satra and everything, the Rabbi Yehuda recommends you shouldn't follow. Even the Goyim fans, you shouldn't follow the Gra. They say, Rabbis Rebbeinu, and less than a minion, because the Mishnah says, you only say the Bracha after Mikra Megillah, if it's a minion, Malcolm Shinaga, the Bracha, the Bracha, Malcolm Shinaga, Shalom, the Bracha, and the Bracha. And the minion for many centuries was like the Ramah, that all over the world, by the Ashkenazi, you don't say bracha unless you have a minyan. So he says, who is to say that it's considered a minyan amokim to say the bracha? Or Rabbi Shemena Shalai the minyan. Probably the minyan is you don't say it without a minyan. So then there's a shaila, what if you have many, many women you have 100 women, all the women who couldn't go to the first Mikra Megillah because they had to watch their babies, so the husbands come home, and then they have the second Mikra Megillah for the women. So you have 100 women, you have 100 people after Bas Mitzvah, but they're women, so they're not mitzvahim to make a minyan to say the Oshu Bikdusha. Here, when you say Mikra Megillah B'tzibur, means a tzibur that constitutes a minyan, or means 10 B'nei Chayuva, 10 adults, so Homochayla Mikra Megillah. So that's a machlokes in the tour, where the 10 women is called Mikra Megillah B'tzibur, or Mikra Megillah B'yachid. So the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch writes, it's a machlokes, so we treat it as a suffix, and we have to be choshish, maybe even if 100 women, maybe it's not considered Mikra Megillah B'tzibur. So if you have a private minyan for women, even if you have more than 10 women, the Ramah says you shouldn't be Mikra, you shouldn't say the Pasha, you shouldn't say a Ramah Shizay. You only said the bracha, Rabbi Shizayno, when you're laying B'tziba. B'tziba means 10 men. That seems to be the pashtus of the psak of the Ramah.
What's the nature of the bracha? It's not Birkas HaMitzvah, and it's not Birkas HaTorah, so then what is it?
It's not Shabbat, it prays HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it takes care of us. There are three parts. The same nusach appears on Chanukah also, Rafta, Srivam, Tanta, Zidim, Nakamta, and Stikmasam. That the Ribbono Shel Olam acts on the earth of Kol Yisrael as the Balbin. He tines out the case. Rav Tez Rivam, or Rav Tez Rivenu. Rav means he's the Balbin, he argues out the case. Dan Tez Dinim, he's the Dayan. Then the Kam Tez Tekmosim, he's the Shoter. He gives the Pesach, and then he fills ois the Pesach. On the earth of Kol Yisrael, the Ribbono Shel Olam acts as like Tainina. He advances the Tainus on the earth of Kol Yisrael. So Reshi said, as a young child, he was always with the other grandfather, with his mother's father. He only lived in Rav Chaim a few times, and he was a young child. And the last 2 years of Rav Chaim's life, they were together on Warsaw all the time. But when he was younger, he hardly ever visited. He said, on one occasion, he remembers Rav Chaim held a drosha in Shul and Brisk on these three lashonos: Rav Tas Rivam, Dan Tas Dinam, Nakam Tas Tikmasam. He had a medrash like that the medrash has a stira between two psukim and ksuvim, I think, the vima ksuvim. When the Ribbono Shel Olam judges the world, does he stand or does he sit? So the medrash says, kam be u'masorim, kam be Yisrael. So what's the answer? So he said, the din is that the dayanim have to be the yeshiva, and the babadinim have to be ba'amida. So when the Ribbono Shel Olam judges the Jewish people, he functions as Rav Tas Rivam. He functions like the Balbin. He tines oisan out of here. So that's why he has to stand. I think the standard Meforshim give a different shot. It goes, when the Ribbono Shel Olam judges the world, so the Gemara says, when you're matan adorim, so if you can matan ed, the person of harotah, if you're allowed to be matan ed, and 1, 2, 3, the person just says harotah, the evidence of ed, that's very easy. So that the bezin of three people can stand for that. The bezin doesn't have to sit if you hold person maharot. But if you hold person maharot, it's not right to be matanet and 1, 2, 3, but harot. You need a real pesach. A pesach is a davar shetzorach miyun. You have to think about it. So the bezin has to sit to make sure that the pesach is really oisgahal. So the standard before Shmaya the Medrash interpret, does the Ribbono Shel Olam stand or does he sit when he judges the world? So when he judges Bnei Yisrael, it's 1, 2, 3. He's not going to be mine so much. He's not going to be some medaklik chut asayra. So he judges us in a standard position, so it's not so long. But when he judges Bnei Yisrael, he's going to judge him. He's going to be more strict. So that's why it's b'yeshiva. So Rav Chaim interpreted differently. Not like the standard portion printed on the bottom of the page. He interpreted that baladinim have to stand and the dayanim have to sit. That's how the Gemara says. The Amdu Shnei HaNashim HaShelo Hem Hariv Lifnei Hashem. The Amdu Shnei HaNashim Eilu HaBaledinim Lifnei Hashem Eilu HaDayonim. So the Dayonim have to be B'yeshiva and the Baledinim have to be B'amida. So when the Ribbono Shel Olam judges Bnei Yisrael, so he acts when he judges the Umas HaOilam for what they did obvious against Bnei Yisrael, so he functions as a towing. He tainas ice on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So the Balbin has to stand. So when he's judging the Masoilam for the Ablut that they did against Bnei Yisrael, so he judges in a standing position. Not in a standing position, Sorathion, in a standing position because he's functioning like a Toyin, like a Balbin. When he judges Bnei Yisrael, so he's not a Balbin. For the Ablut that we did, he's not a Balbin, he's just a Dain. So the Dain has to be B'yeshiva. Parquet from the way the regular Mepharshim say that when he judges the Mesoilim is the Yeshiva, and he judges his soil is Bamidas, Rakhain thought Parquet. And then why should he be, why does he advance all the times on the Hera? So he gave different suggestions. The one suggestion was, based on what the Kuzari said, that Kuzari writes that all of anti-Semitism is really because the Mesoilim want to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they can't take it out on him. So they take it out on us. We represent the Ribbon Shalom. So the fight is not really with us. All the Abdus that they did us, not the picking on us. Indirectly, they're fighting with the Ribbon Shalom. So the Ribbon Shalom feels that he's the Baldin. So that's why he advances the Titus against the Umasar. Then Rav Chaim gave another suggestion that we don't even know how many tzaddikim were killed. We don't know how many Abdus the Umasar did. So the Gemara has a din of Sapticha Ba'ilim. The Gemara says, when you have the Sedum of Akuchas, they weren't there in the beginning of the Din Torah. They don't know what the Taina. So the Gemara says that Bezdin advances the Taina. So the Israel don't even know what the Taina against the Masada. We don't even know what Hefsedim they did to us. How much of the Hefsedim they did. How many people they killed. How many people the Nazis killed. Remember, I was born in the middle of the war. So after the war, they said that the Nazis killed 9 million Jews. The 6 million Jews, that's how much the Nazis kept records for. There were many others that they didn't keep records. There were more. They burnt Svarim and they killed people and tortured people. There's so much we don't even know what they did. Such a hesed. So that's all the Ribbono Shel Olam acts. That's we say both on Chanukah and Purim. Rav Tzvi from our Rabbis Rebbeinu. That the Ribbono Shel Olam acts like the Baldin to advance the Tainus against the Umas Olam on behalf of God. So we don't even know what the Tainus. So that bracha, Rabbi Shemeno, that's the Ramah has the minig, even if it's not what it says in Rishon. Minig is that you only say that with Zibur, and the Ramah says, since it's a machlik, it's a Rishon, where the 10 women constitute the Mikra Megillah, the Zibur. So he said, you should go to Chumrah, that is not considered a Zibur. The Gemara in the first Amud Beis, in Terek Shlosh and Shachlu, in the first on the base in Perek Shlosh and Shachlu, the Gemara has a shayla where the machloek is on the right. Where the shnayim shachlu, shlosh and shachlu, chayovim to make a zimun. Ein l'shayim l'cholik. They're not allowed to separate. What about shnayim shachlu? They're not mechuyev to make a zimun. Is it a rishus or not at all? So we pass from shnayim shachlu. It's not even a rishus to be mezamen. Mitzvah l'cholik. Everyone. Each one has the bench on its own. So the Gemara wants to prove it from the fact that three women can bench mezuzah. So the Gemara says three women, afilo me'anashi, is only ketrei gavri. Even if you have 100 women, it doesn't really constitute a tzibur. Women are never called a tzibur, and nonetheless they can bench mezuzah. So you see that shtayim she'achlu, it's a rishus to be mezamen. That's where it comes from in Shulchan Aruch. They quote from the Tosef Shatan Agmar that women can bench mezuzah is only rishus. It's not a chayvah. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. It's only rishus. So in that line in the Gemara, even 100 women is only ketrei gavri. Then again, to what? What do you mean 100 women is like two men? So the Tosfos says, then again, the dom should be kedusha. To say kach kedusha baruch hu. And by us, it's missing in the Tosfos. But you look in the Tosfos, Rabbi Yudah Siluyon. Those Rabbi Yudah Chassid and brachas. All of our Tosfos and brachas are akitza from the Tosfos Rabbi Yudah Siluyon. There he says from Mikra Megillah that 100 women is not considered Kriyas HaMegillah Mitzibah. That was the sheet of the Balei HaTosfos. And others, the Tur, quotes others, disagree that if you have 10 women, it is Mikra Megillah Mitzibah. So that's why the Ramah says it's a Sveika Dedina because of the Machlokes. So you shouldn't say a Rabbis Rebbeinu afterwards. You only say a Rabbis Rebbeinu when you had Mikra Megillah Basar. The Mogan Avram quotes from the Zohar that a woman shouldn't even read the Megillah for herself. And the Gemara is mashman that the women hakoch hayavim mikra Megillah, that the women are just as mechuyev as the men. And nikaradin, if a woman reads the Megillah for the man is yotzei also. So Tosfos quotes in the Halachas Gedolah that the chiyuv of the women is slightly lower level than the chiyuv for the men. So a woman can't learn the Megillah to be motzi a man. Woman is considered ain mechuyev b'davar, so she can't be motzi a man. What does it mean? The women are animal chulim b'dam. What does it mean? Pashtus is, they probably mean that there are three aspects to mikra megillah. First of all, it's like kriyas haTorah, like the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You learn kriyas haTorah, you learn haTorah from Navi. So you learn kriyas ksuvim b'tzibur. That's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the summer that mitzvah, the women are not mechuyif. Talmud Torah, the women are not mechuyif.
If a woman can remain, it's over a million shivah, the Gemara says.
Yeah.
But only outside,
yeah.
The men will get upset if she's laying and they're not, they don't have a way.
Right.
She's allowed to wait.
So Pashtus is that Kriyas HaTorah, we don't assume that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chedus HaYochid. That each and every person is b'chuyif to learn Kriyas HaTorah, and when one person learns, he's mostly everybody with Shemek, let's say Kiddush and Abdullah. One person says Kiddush and everybody's Yerker with Shemek. So when you have Kriyas HaTorah, one person is doing the mitzvah and everybody's Yerker with Shemek, it's considered as if all the 100 people in the shul, all the 500 people in the shul, as if they all learn. No. You have Kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur, but it's not based on Shemek. So this din that Mishayin b'chuyif b'dar and emotzi asurah m'derech avosam, that's only when you want to employ the principle of Shemek Kainer. But by Kriyas HaTorah, you're not using Shemek Kainer. You want to have Talmud Torah b'tzibur. So if a woman says, woman reads the Aliyah, so that's Talmud Torah b'tzibur. So Mikra then she could emotzi everybody. But it's not based on Shemek Kainer. But Mikra Megillah, each and every individual person is b'chuyif to hear the Megillah. And when you hear the Megillah, it's based on, if one person reads the Megillah, everybody's here, it's based on Shemek Kainer. And Shemek Kainer, the din is Mishayin b'chuyif b'dover. And emotia sarabim medeich revosim. When the Balkari reads the Megillah, it's not the same as the Balkari learning Kriyas HaTorah. Everybody's yotze because we're all paying attention. By mikra Megillah, everybody's yotze based on Shemei Kohen. It's considered as if each one of us read the Megillah mitoch haksav. It's not just that you have mikra Megillah b'tzibur. So it's a big difference. So that's why the Bahag apparently is of the opinion that for mikra Megillah, the women's chiv is a lower level, so she's called Eina b'chuyif b'dover. You're not relying, you're not employing the principle of Shemek Kainer. So you don't need the din. A Kotlin can also get the Aliyah. Kotlin is not Mechuyiv. Kotlin is not Mechuyiv. It's only with Tam Chinuch. Clearly it's a lower level.
Isn't there a sheet that said it's Kainisha?
Pardon me?
Isn't there a sheet that says, when well, even if she's not singing, but if she's...
Kotlisha.
There's a question, that's a question also of Nazis.
Yeah. But that's not the main. The main Balei HaTosfos don't say that. They explain. Tosfos disagrees with the halachas. Tosfos holds Mikra Din. A woman can. Woman has the same chiyuv as man. Woman can lay to man to be motzi a man. We don't want to violate the opinions of the Bahag. Bahag lived in the days of the Goyim, so we assume that he must have had a tradition. But we don't want to violate. We don't want to go away. We respect the Bahag Shita whenever we can. But the Ikra Din, we really don't hold like the Bahag. Let's say the Akhrenim have tools like this. Let's say, if it really turns out that the only one who can read the Megillah is a woman. So the Ikra Din, a woman can read, that we might see the man. We always avoid it because of the Bahag. And the way Tais is presented is not because Kol Misha Erva. Not because of, it's and not covered at Tzibas. The Korban Nisal says, it's not covered at Tzibas that a woman should lay, even for women.
No.
It's not covered atzibah women shall lay, but women. What's wrong? What's the covered atzibah? The fashion is not because of covered atzibah, it's not because of kalisha. Tosfos says the reason for the bahag because it's a lower level chiyuv. So, and Tosfos says halacha lemaisa that if a woman, if by the second minyan when they lay the megillah for women, if there are no men there who are going to be in the yotze, so you don't say the bracha lishmar mikra megillah, you say. But when the men lay the Megillah, they say, Amikra Megillah. When you only have a minion, when you only have a Kriyas Megillah for the women, so the Ramah says, you say, Ishmaya Megillah, Ishmaya Mikra Megillah, different discourse. We're following that opinion in the Lachatchila, we follow the Bahag, that the Chiyuv of the women is slightly lower. The women are not Mechuyiv in Kriya, the women are only Mechuyiv in Shmiya. What does it mean? So the Pashtus means that by men, there are three Kiyuv in Mikra Megillah. One is Lakriyas HaTorah, Talmud Torah. So that chiyuv the women usually don't have. Women are not mechuyiv in Talmud Torah. Then there's another chiyuv. The Gemara says when you read the Megillah, it's a kiyum of tefillah. The Gemara says Chayvar because the Megillah Balayla, the Shanos of the Yom is based on the pasuk in Tilden, a Perek Chavayis, Kele Kele Loma Azaltani, that's the parrot that the Gemara says that Esther Amalka said when she was about to go into the Beis HaMelech. So she prayed to the Rabbanu Shalom. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk from that parrot in Tilin, that Mikra Megillah is a form of tefillah. Tefillah the Yesh Tzorah. She's nervous. She's petrified. She's going to go in. Achaz Das Olamas. He can kill her because she's going in without reshus. So she offered a tefillah to Rabbi Shalom. And we should know to offer tefillahs by Yom HaBalayla. If Rabbi Shalom doesn't answer us the first time, he should repeat the tefillah a second time and a third time. So the kiyum of Mikra Megillah is a kiyum of tefillah. The kayak Ramah Lasana. Laila v'lo dumiyali. Then the Gemara has the other opinion that the Gemara Chayvan Likas HaMegillah B'laila Shanas HaMiyam is based on a different pasuk. Mizmeishir Chanukas HaBayis LeDavid. The pasuk says, "L'mayim zamach lechavod v'lo yidom Hashem alakayim v'ralom haideka." We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time by Yom HaBalayla. "L'mayim zamach lechavod v'lo yidom." We don't end praising. So that's the Mikra Megillah is a form of halal. The Gemara has the kasha and the Afyu David and the Gilbert. How come on Chanukah you say halal? And for me, don't say halal. So the Gemara gives three different answers. So one answer is, that the Mikra Megillah itself is the kiyam of halal. We don't say the halal exclusively, but it's we are implying a halal. So the Mikra Megillah is both a tefillah of the Yesh Tzara and a haidoya and a reciting of halal. So the Talmud, the tefillah of the women are mechuyev, and the halal of the women are mechuyev, but the Talmud Torah, they're not mechuyev. So the chiyuv of the women is a slightly lower level than that of the men. So that's what the Bahag, the choshesh lechatchila for the Bahag. Mikra Dimri, the poskim said, we don't pass on the Bahag. Same thing by if you miss one day in Sfiras Ha'imer. So the Bahag came up with a chiddush that you need tmimah. So Taisa says, where does it say tmimah? Mm-hmm. There is no such thing. The Gemara never said it. The Bahag went to the new din, tmimah. Doesn't say, out of respect for the Bahag. So if a person skipped the day, so from that point on, he shouldn't say Brach. But Mikra Din, we really don't hold like the Bahag. So the same over here. We respect the Shittas of the Bahag. We respect the Shittas of the Rishonim. Yes, from the Tkufa Sayyidah. So we don't have a woman read the Megillah for the men. Yeah. So the Pashtus is, but a woman to read the Megillah for the women, what should be the problem? A woman can read the Megillah for herself, what could be the problem? So the Magen Avraham quotes in the Zohar, a woman shouldn't even read the Megillah for herself. How can that be? But she is mechuyev the Mikra Megillah. So why should she be able to read for herself? You can say the chiyuv of the woman is slightly lower level than the chiyuv of the man. She's not mechuyev the davar l'gavi the man. But how can you say she can't read the Megillah for herself? So there she used to say, Tosfos quotes the Tosfos in the beginning of Masechet Megillah, quotes the Yerushalmi. That one of the Amoraim, when he read the Megillah, would gather together all the members of the family, and they would read the Megillah for everybody. So it sounds like the Gemara Taka says, "Nashim Chayovus b'Mikra Megillah, Shachin Haya b'Yosa Nes." What is that all about? So Tosfos says like this: there's a Rashi and Brachas, and Avchok on the days. Rashi and Brachas says that we have a cloud. Women are exempt from the success of Shazman Drama. So Rashi writes that klal only applies to mitzvahs deraisa. That's based on psukim and chumash, but mitzvahs derabanan are not subject to that klal. Mitzvahs derabanan, the klal doesn't apply. It all depends on the chacham who are misaken, whether women are mechuyev or not. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. They say, "Kol the tikkun rabanan came deraisa tikkun." Just like with respect to mitzvahs deraisa, women are potter from hazman grama. So too with respect to mitzvahs derabanan, women are potter. And that's why Tosfos said, that's why they had a command to this special reason. By the mitzvahs, the Rabbanon of Hesedah is only the Rabbanon, and Arbakosis is the Rabbanon. You can give Avokas, there was Chanukah. Gemara says, women are mechuyev because of Avokas, and that means they really should have been exempt because it's a mitzvah, such as Shazman Grama. And it's an exception to the rule, so we say women are also mechuyev. So the way we read the Gemara, it's an exception to the rule, women are mechuyev. The women are mechuyev, so the women are mechuyev, same level as the men. It's the simple reading of the Gemara. So the women can be mechuyev the men. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So the Zohar has this idea, this appears in the Rishami like that. Afen ha'dayis ha'nes does mean the women are mechuyev. The men are mechuyev. It's a zman grama, the women are pater. But for the men to be mekayim their mitzvah, So they should do pisulinis, so they should see to it that the wives and the children, all of the neighbors should be there. It's not that the women are mechuyev, even the rabban. Afen hay bes hanes doesn't mean the women are mechuyev. Since the women were in the sakon and they were all needs also, when the men read the Megillah, it should be done in a communal fashion. The whole family should be there, even though the other members of the family are not mechuyev. So if a woman is going to read the Megillah for herself, so she's not mechuyev at all. Not mechuyev at all. She should listen when the men are reading the Megillah. She should listen along. But the women are not mechuyev at all. That's in a new uptake. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes from the Zohar. He says Rav Sol Reitzig about the women want to make the law make the Megillah. So he said the Magen Avraham quotes the Zohar that you shouldn't. Mishnah Berurah quotes that Magen Avraham shamed the Zohar that the women shouldn't even lay the Megillah themselves. But choshes for that Zohar. The Gemara says that Surah Spurim Shasov Alayla Lo Yotzei Dechavos. If you make the Surah at night, you're not Yotzei. And the Rishonim have a Machloikas twice. And some Rishonim say all the mitzvahs only apply in the Shalach Manas, Matanas Lavyayin, Likrim Megillah. In the days of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, it was only by Yom. The Mikra Megillah Balayla came later, he said. It was a later Takon. Originally, all the mitzvahs were only by Yom. And the Mordechai has another sheet that some other Rishon, the Rav Yom, says no. So this poem shasov balayla lo yotzei chavos means that's not sufficient. Just like on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you need two sudas. Achas bayom and achas balayla. On Purim, we also need two sudas. So this poem shasov balayla is not sufficient. Not that it's garnish. It's not sufficient. Just like Shabbos and Yom Tov, I have to have one suda balayla, one suda bayom.
So you have to wash.
Right.
This, you have to wash.
Right. That's the question whether you have to wash on Purim when you have the Suda, whether you have to wash. So the Magen Avraham quotes a Machlokes Sofreinim, if a person forgot to say Yalla V'Yalla mentioning on Shabbos or Yom Tov, so the Gemara says he has to repeat the Birchas HaMazon because there's a Chiyuv Suda, you have to wash. On Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast. Chodesh Chalmoy, there's no Chiyuv Suda. You're not allowed to fast, but you want mechuyev to have bread. So if you would have had a piece of fish, a piece of flesh, or potatoes, or whatever, you wouldn't be in violation of tonis, but you wouldn't have to bench. You would say barnafashas. You say barnafashas, you don't mention Shabbos or Yom Tov there. So that's the shaila on Purim. When you have the Surah Purim, what if you forgot Allah Nisim? Do you say that you're not Yotzei? You have to bench again on that. So the Magen Avraham says, that's the shayla. The chiyuv suda spun. Do you need pas? Do you have to wash for bread? If you have to wash for bread, then you have to say al anisim, and then it's ma'akeh. If you didn't say al anisim, so you're not yet in the suda spun. You have to be kaveh the suda, the shame suda Shabbos, the shame suda yanta by mentioning yalav yalav, by mentioning ritzei, by mentioning al anisim. But if you only can be yet in suda spun without bread, without pas, so then even if you forgot, so you could have had the suda and said bar nefoshes. But of course, you're not going to mention Purim. Even if you happened to have bread, and you were supposed to have said Alan Nisim, and you didn't, but you can't say that it's Me'akin, because if you didn't want, you didn't have to have bread. That's what the Magen Avraham interprets, that's what the Machlokes, the Achreinim themselves don't explain what the Nekudas Machlokes is. They just argue whether, if one recites the Birchas HaMazon on the Surah's Purim, and if he got the Alan Nisim, well, he has to bench over again. So Magen Avraham learns that's the Machlokes, what you have to wash on. So Rav Shulchan is not happy with the Magen Avraham's interpretation. He brings a raya from the Shulchan Aruch that whenever you have a Suda's mitzvah, you always have to wash. Let's say you go to a chasen. So a lot of times, I was at a chasen last night, I didn't wash. You go to a seal. Seal is also a Suda's mitzvah. Go to a bris, Suda's mitzvah. So I usually do not wash. So Rav Shulchan has a raya from the Shulchan Aruch, whenever you have a chiyuv Suda's mitzvah, and you don't wash, you're not yet to the Suda's mitzvah. So he thinks that everybody agrees. Suda spun, you have to wash. But the machlokes is it the same as ritzei yalav yalav? Not the same. It's not a yom tov derais. It's only the rabbanim. So that's the shaila. How far you go with the ala nisim? Is it in the Shemana Esrei? Ala nisim is not miyake. The Gemara said the ferish and the mevikin. Gemara quotes a tosefta. If a person forgot to mention yalav yalav on chalamayit or Rosh Chodesh in the davening, he has to daven over again. Because the Yom Sheesh B'Karva Musa is a different day. The day has a Kedushas Hayayim. So you have to mention the Kedusha Sayyam. Yom She'ein Bo Korban Musaf, and the Tainus Yisrael Amenu, or on Purim Chanukah Yisrael Anisim, that's a Yom She'ein Bo Korban Musaf. It's not a different day. You can't say Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Chol Yom Yom Ten Mein Bechos Shalom. It's not a different day. The Sivus writes all the Takanas Rabbanon, all the Dinim Rabbanon, a Dinim on the Gagra. They don't. The Chacham don't have the ability to change the Chetzer. They don't make the day into a different day. So it's not Bechol Yom. It's not Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Chol Yom Yom. It's not a unique day. The day is the same as any other day. But the Rabbanon there are Dinim here. So that's what the Tosefta says, that if you forgot Al Anisim Al Chanukah and Purim, in the Shemoneh Esrei, be sure you don't have to daven over again. If you forgot Al Anisim Al Chanukah and bench, you don't have to bench over, because Al Anisim Al Chanukah, the Gemara says the Feirush, is only a minute. You're not mechuyav to say Al Anisim. That's a minig. It's not a hepsik. The Gemara says it's not a hepsik if you say Al Anisim. A minig is a mistake. Al Anisim Al Chanukah, Al Anisim Al Purim is to assume is more serious. Then I'll need some attention. I'm Purim because on Purim there's a Chiv Suda. Chanukah there is no Chiv Suda. There's just an Issa Tainus, but on Purim there's a Chiv Suda. So it's more serious. So that's the Machloikis and the Mogen Avraham. If a person benches on Purim and he didn't say I'll need him, does he have to repeat the benching or not? The Rambam, when he quotes the Din of Suda's Purim, he says you have to have boss of the Yayin, Adda lo Yoda. The Rambam says, Adda lo Yoda, that's what they're. They say from the Briska Rabbi, used to always point it out, that if a person gets drunk on Purim, not the Torah Suda, he's not yotze in the mitzvah of Adda lo Yoda. It's a din, what's on the menu in the meal? There's a Chiyav Suda. So you have to have boss of the Yayin, and you have to have extra Yayin, Adda lo Yoda. But to get drunk, not in the context of the Suda, that's not a mitzvah. So here it is that there were different minhagim in Europe, whether Hallel Purim, when you come home after Mikra Megillah, and you eat a meal, should you have basar the yayin, or bedavka not? You should dafka have melechitz to demonstrate that you're not yotze anything. So those who are choishish for the Ramah quotes that opinion. There is an opinion from the Mordechai, the Rav Yoz quoted, that suda sperm shasol balal lo yotze lechavos means not sufficient. You have to have one suda balal and one suda bayot. So you should have basar the yayin, you should wash. You should have basar the yayin balal, and then you should wash in the daytime basar the yayin bayot. And the other communities, they weren't choishes, so they had dafkin milchitz on the El Purim to demonstrate that they're not yotze anything. In different communities in Germany, they had different, in Eastern Europe also, they had different minhagim in the different communities. In the Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokes, if a person is eating on Shabbos, or Rosh Chodesh, or Purim, and he doesn't get to bench until after Shabbos is over. By many people, Shalom Shud is always like that. They get to bench a long time after Shabbos is over. We have to say Shabbat Tuchot. So there's a machlokes, whether you say Ritzei, Yalo Yavoi, or Alanisim. So the Psak Aloch is that you do say. You do say Ritzei. But the Vilna Gaon writes there's more Svarah to say Ritzei and Yalo Yavoi because there's a concept of Tosefta Shabbos. Masita Mechod Lamakodesh. So on Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos, Kolman didn't say Abdullah said still Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos is there. So it makes sense to say it's still Shabbos. There is no Tosefes on Rosh Chodesh, there is no Tosefes on Purim, so that's a more serious Shabbos. But nonetheless, the Tzak Halach is that you go Basa Tchilas Hasud, if you started eating Bayom, then you mention Alanisim, even though you're benching Amatsoi Pur. But Midei Sofik Lo Yatzonim, it's still a Sofik. So more correct is that you should really bench before the Shkiyah. So there shouldn't be a machlokes. I remember once many years ago, there was a minyan where I was in the summertime, for Mincha and Ma'ariv. So we davened the Mincha v'Yechidus of Zamash Chodesh. We davened Mincha v'Yisad Yalva Yavai. And then we washed and we sat down to eat. I was a guest by the Meiselmans. So Mrs. Soloveitchik, Rabbi Soloveitchik's mother, was there. So she was benching. So after she finished benching, she turns to us and she says in Yiddish, Bochum loyna in the yeshivas all their lives and they don't know it's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch. Whether you say Yalav Yavai, if you finished eating, if you ate Amash Chodesh and you bench Amash Chodesh, if you don't do what you did, if you do what I did, you bench before the Shkia, or you wash after Tzeis HaKachav. You don't love the Harayin and the machloikis. So ever since, I try to avoid this. And whenever I eat Shalosh Shuvas at home, they always bench before the Shkiyah. And I eat the Yeshiva, so they do like by the Hasidim. They have a long debate Torah, and then they bench Matzoi Shabbos. But more correct is to avoid the Hamachlokes. I'm Purim for sure. important. The best thing is that you should arrange the food in such a way that you'll finish eating, you finish in your bench before the shkia.
Just said initially that Purim is only during the days. Purim is of the men of the line that brings you back to the end.
But it's not, yeah. It's not exactly. We have, in a lot of shuls, they have a practice that they want to make sure that they read the whole Megillah correctly. So there's one pasuk where there's a suffix where they're supposed to be spelled with a bav, but without a bav. So the bakar means the pasuk twice. So we have lahashmin v'lahar v'liyabin, with a bav, without a bav. So the meaning is that they lay twice. So the you look in the Rishonim, and the Rishonim don't have this suffix. The Arizaruah has a suffix, just the Rishonim. The Arizaruah was the Rebbe of the Maram Rutmer, that was the end of the Tkufas. The Lord just has one suffix, Vaishaneha es narisah or vi es narisah, with a bob or without a bob. So nobody lays that pasuk twice. I remember someone says, Rav Soloveitchik, maybe we should lay that pasuk twice, because that's the only one that the Rishonim say is a suffix. So he said, Mikradim, you don't have to say over any of these tzukim, because the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Yerushalmi, that if you read Yehudim instead of Yehudim, the Eved Yehudim, because it's a Torah that's not Mishan Esarim. Nikris Sefer and Nikris Segeris. The Mechaba passes like that in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah also, that if you lay Kriyas HaTorah and the Balkari made a mistake, if it's a Torah that's not Mishan Esarim, so you don't have to lay no. And many disagree with the Mechaba. The Raman's lotion is that you're machzir the Balkari on a diktu kal. He made a slight mistake. So it sounds like even it's not Mishana Sereyan. That's by Kriya Sater. But by Mikra Megillah, Yishami says it by Mikra Megillah, probably because Nikra is safe and Nikra is Igeris. So if you make a slight mistake, that's not Mishana Sereyan. So you don't have to lay over again. So Rav Soloveitchik said, you don't have to lay over any of these. The whole thing is only a chumrah to begin with. So Nikra, we don't have to add on more psukim. So whenever there was a pasuk that had the word Zecher, so he would have the Balkari say it twice. Or Haftarah, so he would have the Balkari say it twice. No.
Yisachar and Yisachar.
Also,
yes. Yisachar was said twice.
Yeah. He would have them laying it twice. Yeah. The Gemara says if you have a Megillah, that's Ksuba Ruba, 51% is written, 49% is rubbed out, it's erased. So Lachatchila says Shulchan Aruch shouldn't lay from such a Megillah. Lachatchila should be, the whole thing should be written. You shouldn't be lying Ruba Kukula. But for the Eved, if it's only 51% is written and 49% is missing, so we say, number one, the Megillah is kosher. We say Ruba Kukula is good enough on the Megillah. Number two, it's called Kriya Mitoch Aksav, because since Ruba Kukula, since the right of the psukim you're reading, Mitoch Aksav, even though 49% is saying, well, fair. He said, "We will kukula." So that says that's only b'diavad lachatchila. So in the Sifrei Hapsak, they write. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says like this. Let's say they're clapping, humming, and they made a lot of noise, and he missed a few words in the middle of the Megillah. You have a chumash in front of you. So way more than 51%, you're listening to the Balkari. And if you missed a word here and there, so you should stay from the chumash that you have in front of you. So b'diavad, you would be, if you have a kosher in Megillah, so he's saying 100% from the Mitoch Aksav and the kosher Megillah. But even if you don't have a kosher Megillah, if you say it bal peh, so you're yotze b'diavad. So that's the shayla. Let's say a person comes into the Megillah lane in half a minute late. So the Balkari already said the three brachas, Amikra Megillah, Shas and Nisan and Shach Yonah, and he said, Vayim Me'ach Ashveyosh. So do I have to come back an hour and a half later to hear the second Kriyas on Megillah, or can I do something now? So the Pashtus is I can quickly say the three brachas. The Balkari will already be up to Pasuk Gimel. So I'll say the first three psukim. You have to learn everything in order. Kichsova, if you learn Lamafreya, you're not Yotze. So I can say the first few psukim from my printed Chumash, and then I'll start listening to the Balkari. So you have everything. You have Ruba Mitoch Aksav. And the Miut is Baltet, so the Pashto says it shouldn't be a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there's a machloikis achrayim about this. What's the machloikis? Because the Gemara says that there are four different opinions how much of the Megillah do you have to lay. Let's say this week is Parshas Tzav. So you need a Sefer Torah that has the whole Hamishul Chumshi Torah, but you don't lay in from Bereshit to lay in Kalisa, just lay Parshas Tzav. So you have to have a Megillah. So how much do you have to lay? Just because you need a Megillah doesn't mean you have to lay in everything. So the three opinions of the Tanaim that you have to lay in from a certain point on. One Tana holds you lay from there. One Tana holds you have to lay from Mordechai Hayyudi. Those are the three opinions. Then the Gemara says we pass on like Rav Meir. Meir says you have to lay in everything. So then the Gemara says we pass on like Rav Meir. But then the Gemara says even if you hold like the other three opinions in the Tanaim that you don't have to lay in everything. You only have to lay from a certain point on. But you have to have the whole Megillah should be written. Like you need the whole Sefer Torah, you're laying Parshas Tzav. You need the whole Megillah, and you only have to lay from this point on. So this is the Kakasha. What if you have a Megillah that starts from Achad Yom HaGid LaMelech HaSama? What's missing is less than 49%. So what's the Shlecht if you have a Megillah that starts from Achad Yom HaElech? What's missing is only less than 49%. So as long as Ruba is Kosel, so it's good. So why does the Gemara say you need everything written? All the three opinions, whether Balalahu Narishnasa Melach, whatever is missing in the Megillah, in the beginning is going to be less than 49%. So why is it good the way it is? Just have that point out. So Tesis gives two suggestions, and we are machma for both. One suggestion is if missing is Trilosa or Seifah, that's no good. Missing is in the middle, and we're here, we're there, passing here, passing there. But Trilosa is missing, or Seifah. The other answer is Inyan Shalem. The whole unit of the story is missing, so Inyan Shalem said passes. So that's the Mishnah Berurah has a machlokes achrayim. And what if the Megillah is 100%? Everything is written in the Megillah. But I came half a minute late. So I said the three brachas, then the Malkar is already up to Pasuk Gimel. So I have to say quickly, Abba Chumash, I'm going to say quickly the first three psukim from the printed Chumash. So I'm going to be reciting Trilosa. Balteh, not mitoch asav, but it's not a chisor and the chetz of the Megillah. The Megillah has everything from the beginning. That did that the Tesis came up with, that the Shulchan Aruch quotes, if you're missing chilos and sofer in yam shalem, so you don't say ksub ruba is good enough, maybe that the pashtus is, that's only a din and the chetz of the Megillah missing chilos and sofer. But if the Megillah is perfect, just I happen to say the first three psalm about there, that should not be a chisor. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Alocha quotes two opinions about that. The Pashtun says that it's not a problem. Pashtun says it's only a problem when it's a problem in the in the chesed of the Megillah. Some of the Goyim, you look in the Oitzer HaGoyim on Megillah, several of the Goyim had a practice that they would stand for the whole Mikra Megillah. So you learn the Perik HaKar HaMegillah Oymed V'Yoshev. The Pashto says that it's against the Gemara. There is no such Hebrew. The Balkori who lays the Tzibur, the Rambam says that's the same as they cover that Tzibur. But that the Tzibur should have to stand. Pashto says there is no such thing. I saw the quote from the Adaris. He had a Chumrah in the Shulchan Aruch. The quote, there was a minute from the days of the Gaonim. In the days of the Goyim, they're on a time of Sibur, when the Balkor lanes by Chal. So he said, Ve'avu Shama Pona Ve'if, and everybody says, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rach, Mecham. Then the Balkor says it, Mitoch Haksav. Then we say, Psalach Tolam Neno Chakusein Chatonu, so the Balkor lanes in Mitoch Haksav. And the same thing when we finish Eicho. So we say along with the Balkor, Hashemeno Alecho, Shivacha, Hashemeno Kikeden, so then the Balkor lanes in Mitoch Haksav. So part of that meaning is meaning from all year long that we say certain psukim of nechama and slicha and chila and kapara. So in Mikra Megillah we say certain psukim along with the balkari. So we say the huyim asari b'simcha sasa mikari. You say the last pas matayuni ratzu the raybechol. There are four psukim in the Megillah that some of the svarim write. It's in order to keep the children awake that they shouldn't fall asleep in the middle of the year. That's not why. It's a meaning from all year long. The Goyim say it's together with the meaning of Ayah Hashem Al Pana Meikra. Psukim Atzlicha, Mechila, in Shuvah and Yeshua and Chama, it's a big many from all year long. So I, but we're saying Baal Peh, and you're supposed to learn the whole of the Megillah, the Terech HaKzach. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, after we say Levit Ma'isar and Simcha L'Sas Mikor, the Baal Kavish and Lein, the Terech HaKzach. So we weren't Yotze yet to make from the Megillah. We're halfway through, and we said one Pasuk Baal Peh, but then the Baal Kavish says the Terech HaKzach. So the Yotze, the Mitzvah B'Shleimusa, the Chachidi should have everything in the Terech HaKzach, and the Yev, the Yotze, if you learn Ruba in the Terech HaKzach. So even though we said a pasuk about that, but we weren't Yotze the Mikra Megillah yet. Before we're going to get to the end, the Baal Korim will already repeat that pasuk. So the Shabbat is the last pasuk. When you get to the last pasuk, and everybody says, Matcha Yehudi, Ratzah L'Rabechav, and you finish the pasuk, so your Yotze ready the whole Mikra Megillah. So does it help if the Baal Korim leans over the last pasuk again? So that's Yadua, Rav Chaim had a finish, that the if you shook a lulav, and the esrog was not so mehuda. The esrog was kosher, but it wasn't mehuda. And then later on in the day, you find an esrog that's much more mehuda. Do you accomplish anything by shaking lulav again, if the first time it wasn't kosher, or it's a suffix if the esrog was kosher? So it wasn't kosher, you weren't used to anything. So shake a lulav again the second time. So the esrog, but the first time it was kosher, but the eved, but it wasn't the Huddah. So can you add a Hidah mitzvah after you read Yotzeh the whole mitzvah? Read Yotzeh the mitzvah. So they say to Shem Rav Chaim that you can't, and then Rashi said to Pharaoh, it's not like Rav Chaim. That's a whole discussion. The Kosher Glover has in the Sefer Eretz Tzvi and Chelet Shem, he has a whole minor about this, and then it's a tumult. So that's what they quote from the Aderes. He had a dictum. If you're going to say the last Pasuk in the Megillah, then you Yotzeh. Once he says the last Pasuk Baal Peh, then you Yotzeh the whole Mikra Megillah bin Yevin. So it's not going to help if the Bakar is going to repeat the last pasuk in Terech HaKzach. But once you yotze the mitzvah of the Eved, you can't yotze the mitzvah of Shlomo Musa l'chatchila. So he recommended the last pasuk you should let the Bakar lay first. And then it's going to take 2 minutes until he rolls up. He doesn't say the bracha or Abbas Yimeinu until after he rolls back to Om Megillah. So it's going to take him 2 minutes to roll it back. When he's rolling back to Megillah, you can say the last pasuk. Or you should say the last pasuk. You have a mind not to be yotze. I don't say the whole last pasuk, whatever. That was a dikduk, a chumra from the Aderes. Aderes was first he was a rov. First he was a rov in Parnavis, then he was a rov in Mir, and then he was taken to be the assistant rabbi for Shmuel Salantan, he was Shalan because he was getting old. So he wanted someone to take over. He still had to retire. So I think he came to Eretz Yisrael in 1902, and then he passed away a few years later. And then Shmuel Salant went on Baita. He never had a chance to be the Rav in Yerushalayim. So he told me on his Matzeva, it says, it's not only a Rav in Yerushalayim. He didn't live so long. He was appointed to become the Rav in Yerushalayim. He didn't live so long. There's a lot of original Chidushim. So this is one they quote all of his Aruas. The Gedolim in Europe used to quote his Aruas. Yeah, Aruas on all of Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch makes fun of the minig. Many kehilas, there was a minig that the Tzibur says, in addition to the four psukim that we say before the Baal Korim, then the Baal Korim repeats it, so there's a minig that everybody said that Seres Bayom. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch makes fun of that. That's not one of the psukim of Yeshua. Why should you say that? So they have a famous word from the Ragachover, the Farenta, the practice. So they said, the Aseres Ben Yomim has to be B'nishim Achas, the Gemara says. Shulchan Aruch Tikva has to be B'nishim Achas. So you say Shaleh Koine, so it's considered as if we lay Mikra Megillah Zochem Sayochet, everybody has a fear to read the Megillah, so we apply Shaleh Koine. Shaleh Koine means it's considered as if we're all laying Mikra Chaksa, but it's still not called the B'nishim Achas, so that's why everybody has to say on his own that it should be B'nishim Achas. We assume that it's not correct. And then he explained also, why is the minig that you write the Aseres Ben Yomim in big letters? All the Megillahs, let's say you have 25 lines in a column, then it comes to Aseres Ben Yomim, you only have 11 lines. How does it go? Ish, the ace, Parshan Dosa, and so on. And then Aseres Ben Yomim. So the first word is Ish, the last word is Aseres. And it's only 11 lines instead of having 25 lines. So what do you do over there? You split lines in between. If you skip lines in between, so then you put a psucha where it didn't belong. If you have a whole blank line, that's considered a psucha. Not supposed to stick in. The only Jew is supposed to be only stumas. You're not supposed to put any psucha. You're not supposed to put a psucha where it doesn't belong. Or instead of skipping lines, you make big ideas, so it takes up enough room for two lines. So that's the problem. But it's not. We don't have in the Masorah that this is supposed to be ideas gedolos. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayyodam. Chayyodam has in there. And the Nishmas has a long footnote on this. So he says he was a mechutna of the Vilna Gaon. He always refers to his mechutna of the Vilna Gaon. The mechutna of one of the children of the Vilna Gaon. But it sounds nicer to say mechutna of the Vilna Gaon. So he the Gaon Shita is that it doesn't have to be Ish, Ace on the top line, and then who's the last one? Vaizasa, Aseris on the bottom line. You should have 11 lines like that, then you have another 15 lines below that. There's nothing saying that it has to be only a whole omer, the whole column that only has 11 lines. You can have more. And the Velt assumes that you're not yotzei if you do like the Vilna Gaon. That you're supposed to have aseres on the bottom of the column and ish on the top, ace. That's all it's supposed to have. So how do you... How can you solve the problem? So a Mehuda Dika Megillah will be if the whole, all the columns only have 11 lines. Some people have a fancy Megillah like that. So when you come to a Aseres Ben Haman, it has only 11 lines, like all the other columns only have 11 lines. That's Chumrah. And otherwise, if you don't do that, usually all the Megillahs have big letters, so it's Yud Gedolos. So that's a Shaila, it's not according to the Masorah. So some Achareim say Nishgefel, because on this column, that's the size of all the letters. If you want, you can write the whole Megillah with gigantic letters. It'll be three times as big. You'll need three times as much cloth if you write everything with big letters. So what if one column, Aseres Ben Haman is one column, and then that column, all the letters are gigantic. So it's not considered Oseres Gedolos. You don't have to look in contrast this column as compared to the other columns. This column, all the letters are this size. It's not considered, you didn't put in Oseres Gedolos over here. That's what we usually say. So they say from the Ragat Shavar that the reason why they make us here is Gedolos, Tosfos and Rabbi Psochem writes, when somebody gets maftir and he says the brachas after the haftarah, you should only answer amen at the end of the bracha. So he says, Kol devar adam esvat tzedek. So a lot of people used to say amen. So Tosfos said that's not the end of the bracha. Ne'amon is the hemshach of the same bracha. You only say amen at the end. Hakel ha'ne'amon, behold the rabbi, say amen. So Tosfos says, how come ne'amon is in big letters? It's not a new paragraph. Kol devar adam esvat tzedek is the middle of the bracha. Why is ne'amon in big letters? Tosfos says, they quote the Masech Sefer, because the minhag used to be that everybody in shul said along with the oil of latar, along with the Baal Maftar, they said, ne'amon hashem ha'kel ne'amon ha'drach medrach ha'chalo yoshev reikam. They all said it along with the Baal Maftar. And then he continued, Kel Melech Neman Rachmata, he said the end. But everybody said it along. So the reason why they put Neman in big letters is that everybody should know they should say along. So that's what they quote from the Ragat Shavar. That the reason why Aseres Ben Haman is put in big letters, because the meaning is that everybody says it along with the Baal Kairi. Why do you say along? Because you want that it should be B'nishim Achas. And you're not Yetzir B'nishim Achas, which is Me'er Kairi. The Pashtus is that it's not correct, but it's genius, that's for sure. It's an evolution suggestion. It's sheer genius, yeah. On Purim in the morning, we lay Kriyas HaTorah. So the Baal Yatayz points out, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, is that the Parsha of Eyyav HaMalek only has 9 psukim. And the Gemara says every Aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim, and the whole Sachkal of the whole Kriyas HaTorah has to have a minimum of 10 psukim. So either the kohen gets 4, the lady gets 4, the shlishi gets 4. Whoever gets 4 psukim, that's mehudar. Better to have 4 psukim than to have 3 psukim. So on Purim morning, you only lay 9 psukim. So what's the story? So the Chava quotes those Rishonim who say you should lay over the last pasuk twice. So even though it's the exact same pasuk that you said before, it counts as a 10th pasuk. The Ramah says, like Tosfos, we don't do that. We don't have the practice to say over the last pasuk. But the Gemara says in Megillah that the Haftarah has to have a minimum of 21 psukim. Because on Shabbos you need 7 aliyahs. Nevi Ali has to have a minimum of 3 psukim, so that's a minimum, 7 times 3 is 21 psukim. And the Haftorah has to correspond, has to have a minimum of 21 psukim, like the Kriyas HaTorah has to have a minimum of 21 psukim. So the more single that, the Haftorah of Parshas Tzav, or the Sech Nesfu al Tzitcheche. The Gemara says that that Haftorah Parshas Tzav, this week's Haftorah, doesn't have 21 psukim. So the Gemara says, Shalom and Yonah, since the whole topic is completed, and less than 20 amsukim, so you don't need 20 amsukim. So Tyson said, just like Shalom and Yonah solves the problem by the 20 amsukim in the Haftarah, so Shalom and Yonah solves the problem of the 10 psukim and by Yoga Amalek, even though there are only 9 psukim, it's good the way it is. But in many shuls, they have the practice that the Balkari says over part of the last pasuk, because Zecher and Zecher. So, whenever, what's the din all year long, the Balkari made a mistake, so you have to correct them. Let's say he's already in the next person. He's already 3 psukim ahead. You finally get him to realize that many mistakes 3 psukim ago. So how much, what do you have to correct? So there are 3 opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. And then they say, Kenem on the Shulchan. So some say you go back to the word. Go back to the word. Instead of saying, Zecher Amalek, say again, Zecher Amalek, and go from there. Others say over the whole phrase. Emche, Moche Emche, Zecher Amalek. And others say you go back to the beginning of the whole person. So all year long, we usually follow the middle sheet. I think that's the Baal HaTanya sheet in Shulchan Aruch Aram. And whenever the Baal Kori made a mistake, you don't have to make him read over the whole pasuk. You don't go back to the word. You go back to the phrase, the beginning of the phrase where he made a mistake. But over here, by Zecher HaMolek, instead of just repeating the phrase, it would be an idea. By the Kriyas HaTorah on Purim in the morning, it would be an idea. You should say over the whole last pasuk. So you have 10 psukim, so you're satisfied. If you're going to say over anyway, Zecher and Zecher, then may as well say the whole pasuk over, so you satisfy the Mechaba Shita. Mechaba said you should always say over the last pasuk to make it into 10 psukim. Mechaba follows those Shitas that the Shalom and Yonah doesn't solve the problem.
The Mishnah Guru brings that, or says that, if he wants to solve it, that the reason when you say 9 psukim is because it's a case of
Hilchas Purim is very cheerful. It's a cheerful Yom Tov, and the Hilchas Purim is also very cheerful. We have a reputation.